This is CliffCentral.com.
Shots fired. You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So fuck that.
G-Man, the ad man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly. Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't. Boom. Time isn't. Isn't.
With G-Man, the ad man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on training and transformation.
G-Man, the ad man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com. Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
G-Man, the ad man.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
Hello, 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 hello. What's up? It's your boy G-Man, the ad man, and we're back at it. Hey, yeah, I know it's a bit rowdy here in the studio today. Caught me by surprise, really. But we are here. We're here. It's your boy. And it's been another week of advertising. You missed me last week because I missed you because I wasn't around. Once again, advertising happened to me last week. And you know what? I think I'm actually quite fine with using that as the reason why I sometimes am not able to come to the show. But I mean, I also endeavor. I endeavor very hard to make sure that advertising doesn't get in the way. But I mean, this is an advertising show. And everybody who's ever stepped into any advertising agency also knows how your time is yours until it's not. Until somebody calls and says, yeah, you know, you said you thought you had until a certain time. No, you don't, because I need to see you. So, yeah, so that's what happened to me last week. But I'm happy to be back, man. I'm happy to be hanging out with you guys again. I got some guests in the studio with me today. I'm going to introduce you to them later. We're going to get into it. I was read a few disclaimers before we started of what we can and can't talk about. But I like how they think they make the rules here, because they don't. I am the one who's going to thrive here, and I will dictate what we do and don't talk about in this bitch. But it's your boy, G-Man the Ad Man. Listen, hit me up on Twitter. That's @Blaxem. It's @BLAXEM on Twitter. If you have any comments, any questions about any of the stuff that's happened recently, a whole lot of shit has happened recently, and you know, I think that, wait, hold on, let me, yeah, much better, much, much better, yeah. A whole bunch of things have happened recently. Wait, first of all, I want to shout out to my people in Cape Town. How are you guys doing out there? We're with you all the way in advertising, in spirit, and in water. We hope that their situation gets better sometime soon. But yeah, man, that whole thing for me is still like I don't understand it. I still understand why, you know, you are this place that's surrounded by water, and you actually know. You know that there's a system. There's a way that you can actually clean that water and drink it, but you still haven't done it. You are waiting to die first. But I'm hoping it doesn't get to that. I'm hoping somebody presses the desalination button sometime soon so that you guys can clean that water and drink it and not necessarily wait for the rain, because, you know, you guys know what you've done down there. And why it's not raining. Fix those things, guys. I promise you, if you fix those things, Cape Town, it's going to rain and everyone is going to be fine. You're going to have drinking water. Your swimming pools are going to have water all over again. But in the meantime, I really think that somebody should press desalination. But it's your boy, G-Man the Ad Man, and it's been an amazing week. All types of things have happened. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to introduce my guests. And I tell you who they are. You've met them. You've met both of them before. If you've listened to the show for a little bit, you've met both of them before. If you're new to the show, welcome. We'll try to be gentle. but yeah, I can't promise anything. But in the studio with me today are two guys who are still doing some amazing, amazing things. One of them was here in one of the first shows. One of the first shows while I was still not pretty sure what it is I was doing here, but I was just loud. I was just running my mouth, and he was very happy to come in here and run mouth with me, and to hold my hand through said mouth running. And it was actually one of the really, really great shows that we've done before. But he's back today. He's back under different auspices. now today, and it's clearing of throats. It's nice. I mean, he's here today in order to come and talk to us about some of the stuff that they've done, but also like to engage with us in some of the conversations that we're going to be having this week. Like I said, every week I try to speak the news with the guys that are in the studio with me. So in the studio with me today, I'd like to welcome a very good friend who scares a lot of us, Mr. Milos Chabalala. What's going on, man?
Hey, I'm good, man. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good, man. It's good to have you in the studio, man.
Yeah, it's great to be back.
Yeah. What have you been up to, man? What did we take you away from? What were you working on before we called you in here?
Oh, man, I just come back from DSTV because there's a project that we're doing for them. It's a content discovery campaign.
That's what's up.
Where we're using food truck culture and gamification.
Food truck culture.
Yeah. So what we did is we took a food truck. We had a food truck that we were busy with.
Oh, you already owned a food truck. Yeah. Outside of this thing, you had a food truck. I mean, we'll get into that later. Why you just have food trucks?
Hey, man. Set up a list. So we customized it for DSTV and we use that. So we design menus that relate to particular programs.
Yeah.
And then there's a mobile game that you then have to play to match food items to
DSTV
content, and you get free chow.
Yeah. Three of my favorite things: TV, games, and food. I mean, what do you want?
Yeah. So we did the first activation at Delicious.
Oh, okay.
And that went pretty well. So now we were just talking about how do we take it going forward.
Oh, yeah. This is the takeover partner.
Yeah.
You know, this is where this truck drives around the country.
Yeah. Basically, that's so. Yeah.
That's
what
dope,
we were talking
man.
About before we came here.
Yeah. Oh no, you guys. So you guys are still doing big things then.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, better.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I think that's actually what your post was on Facebook the other day. Yeah. Nati's just spying up here. Yeah, man. That's your boy, Milos Chabalala, in the studio with us today. And we're going to be chatting about a whole bunch of things. But right next to him is also the guy that is with him all the time. But I mean, all the time.
Yeah. I go to Cape Town sometimes.
Oh, you sometimes go to Cape Town?
Yeah.
So this guy, he's also been in the studio before. In fact, he's pinned up pinning himself. You know, the last time he was here, we were talking to one of their clients about that amazing that mountain journey that they'd all been on. I got a bit of a rap on the knuckles after that from Lucy. But it was a dope show. But in the studio with us today as well is Mr. Kholiwe Sinuma. What's going on, Kholiwe? What's going on?
Yo, man. I'm good.
Yeah.
We're busy.
Yeah.
We're always busy.
Which is dope, right?
No, it's
yeah.
Nice.
You're not complaining.
I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
It's either we're doing something that no one knows about, like food.
Yeah.
Because we love it.
That's
or
right.
We're working with other people in other countries, like the work we just finished doing on Lesotho.
Yeah. Yeah. We're gonna get into that. Yeah, we're gonna get into that in deep detail. Let's not go into that one yet. But
I'm just, you said what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what's going on.
Yeah, I knew it. Kholiwe does things like this, guys. You know, he'll come in here and he'll take over. I'm on to you. You've done this to me before, I'm on to you. Yeah.
So and then lastly we're still also busy on a Soul City campaign that's been running.
Cool.
That has been copied
how long has that been?
Our friends, but I won't go there.
Here we go.
We won't go there.
You know, guys. My bigger plan is to somehow get cameras into this studio, so we can somehow also see some of the things that happen here. You know, when people are being kicked under. Hey, you'll be reprimanded here, Kholiwe. This is the power of radio, guys. We're still your boy, G-Man the Adman, cliffcentral.com. Where people get kicked under the table all the damn time because they're about to say the wrong shit. But we're going to get into some of the news and some of the stuff that's happened recently in the past couple of days. In fact, we've lined up a couple of phone calls with some people that we're just gonna call them up and ask them what's up. You know, just like how we've asked the guys in the studio today. And I don't know how ready we are to speak to those people. But the Pendurians were this past week, right?
Yeah.
So huge shout out to the Pendurians. For still being around after all this time.
Yeah.
I mean, for those of us who have been in like creative circle or lurid conversations, we know how tough it is for the Pendurians. You know, people are still like, why does this thing exist, man? You know, why don't we just have one show that is the Luris and I mean, what is your guys' opinion on that? Do you guys still think that there's place for the Pendurians?
Yeah, look. Yeah. I honestly think there is space for the Pindwara.
Yeah.
You know, for me, it was quite interesting because I was part of the judging panel this year. So what was interesting is you're sitting there and there's all this work done in African languages, as well as Afrikaans.
Yeah.
Some would say it's an African language.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into whether it is or not.
Technically it is.
Yes,
but,
no, it is.
Yeah.
But what's great about it is that you're there and that work is not second class, isn't it? It's not as the other stuff.
Yeah.
It is the main stuff. You
know
that's right,
that's right.
So I quite enjoy that. And also what I found, particularly on the radio, is that the African language radio is really, really
it's cool. Dope, right?
And maybe it's because it's something I give a shit about a lot, you know?
Yeah.
But as you're sitting there, you're like, hey, I want to buy a pile of mine.
Exactly, you know, exactly. So
it's really
fantastic.
And it's
something that resonates with people, right?
Yeah. You know what I mean? So for me, that's what's exciting.
Yeah.
You know, so when we're judging some of the African stuff, I mean, I do understand and do speak Afrikaans.
Yeah.
But guess to a point
And you know, don't you tell an Afrikaans are different?
No, no.
You
but when you have to be really, really fair, you know,
that's
you have to stop at some point. And say,
guys, I don't know. That's right, that's right.
Because I also wouldn't want somebody who's got a grasp of isiZulu going beyond their own capabilities.
Yeah, you know judging my shit. Yeah.
But it's just. And also, what's interesting about the Pindwarings for me is the dichotomy. You know, it's Afrikaans and the other African languages.
That's right.
And then you've got Abu Black Monday.
Yeah.
You know, it's Afrikaans.
Wait, hold on. We're not there yet. Wait,
no,
hold on.
But I'm saying, you know, just the nature of South Africa. It's such an interesting place.
That's dope. Hold on. I'm gonna stop you right there because I think we've got one of the people who won. One of the people who won at the Pindwarings. We've got him on the line right now. And I believe we've got Z. Where was he? Have we got you on the line there, man? Z, he's not there. Z's not on the line. he's here. No, he's not here. Anyway, it's fine. We'll sort this out. I'm sure he's on the line somehow. But I do enjoy. Z, are you there now? He's not. Yes, he's not there. No, guys, this is also what happens. Why people have things like Black Monday? You know, just like you know, guys, you are killing us. You know, I just had my own version of like a short Black Wednesday. You are killing us here. But technically, we're fixing that stuff, guys. Don't worry about it. And we're going to have Z on the line. But you're right. I mean, I think what is dope is actually watching, like, you know, the true colors of South Africa, for lack of another word. Where you kind of go, it feels like, and you know, no disrespect to any other award show. It feels like every award show has a flavor. Whereas the Pindwara, for me, almost has a rebel flavor, if that makes any sense. Yeah. And that rebel flavor is why people can make stuff that probably they wouldn't enter Lurie's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it just gets the respect and the airtime that makes you feel like, oh, yeah, you know what I mean? South Africa makes dope work. But is it just like in things like radio where you speak about, or does it come through in like print and design as well?
Not so much, to be honest. I really felt, Uguti, the stuff in print and
is the
radio,
stuff.
It's the stuff. All they do, I mean, sorry, print and outdoor
design.
And design. It's really just, a lot of it is the stuff that you'd seen elsewhere, but it's now done
in another language.
Yeah.
Wait, no, I think we got Z on the line. Hurry. Oh, sorry. Where do I?
Yes, World War.
Yeah, he's here, guys. It's like a show.
World War Z.
How are you there, World War Z? Are you well there, my man?
I'm very well, and you, my king of kings.
I'm very good. In the studio with me today here, I've got Emelus Chabalala and Koliwe Sinuma. And we're chatting about the Pindwarings, man.
Yeah, no, look, the sooner we move from Black Monday, the better. Yeah, no, man.
Oh, you're starting. Yeah, that shit that you did when you were here, you're continuing with that shit,
Yeah, no. Let other children smile. Yeah, man. Pindwarings was great, man.
Yeah, you won, man. Tell us about that shit. Congratulations, World War.
Thanks, my king. Yeah, man. I think also it was for an important piece, you know, a piece that's really close to the agency's heart, you know, the commemoration of June 16th. And I know, like, it's become a thing, and we like to keep it a thing, you know?
Yeah.
Always make sure that we produce the best work. Ahmed has been doing it And we also got a nice through pass you know, this year to have an opportunity to go with it. And we did pocket, and yeah, like every time we show that piece or people see that piece, you know, it leaves them with a young lump in their throat. So it does what we intended it to do.
Yeah, Z, you must also watch your vocabulary. Once you start talking about things like through passes in this world that is accused of corruption, then you know what I mean. Don't say things like through pass on platforms like this, man.
I'm refrained.
But it's really, really dope. And I mean, you mentioned like how important it was for your agency. And how what have you seen? I mean, it's only been about a week or a couple of days. How have you seen that kind of have an influence on the people you work with, you know, winning an award? And just in the atmosphere, how has that had influence?
I think there's like a newfound energy. And you must remember, this is the last hurdle. I mean, you know, this is the last mile. Literally, we're all tired. Our brains are pretty much up. It's been a long year. We've been pitching and doing all this kind of thing. But this kind of prize, it's like, it gives you that newfound energy, that newfound oomph, you know, and the kids are just going in, and the briefs aren't stopping. My phone, you know, is ringing. So
all the people want to work now, eh?
People want to work. I'm like, all of a sudden, you don't want to work me in the
office. When are we going to cut you off for your own good? You're saying the wrong things. No, but congratulations, World War, man. I think it's fantastic. And I mean, are there any special people that worked on the piece that you want to shout out real quick while we have you here on the line?
The whole team, but especially our clients, Luina, Nondumiso, and of course, Ngateko at the helm, head honcho, you know. They always like pushing us and allowing us in boardrooms that, you know, we might not have been into before.
Yeah.
Sis Nomsa also, you know, Koliwe and Melusi will tell you, Sis Nomsa is up in there, man. You know, she's making sure that, you know, cats are getting, you know, are getting the opportunities. And
that's right.
Us when we get opportunities, man. We go in.
Yeah. Oh, let's talk, man. Let's talk. Yeah. And what was the production house again that you worked with?
SJ. SJ from Seven Films.
Ah, okay. Oh, they're from Cape Town.
Yeah, Cape Town, but he's a Joburg boy, but obviously, you know, Cape Town needs some water and some browning.
Yeah.
So he went down there and,
I need some water and some browning.
I'm not quite sure of the stats, but I think currently he might be the top five directors in the country.
That's dope, man.
23, 25 years old, man.
Yeah. No, that's beautiful. That's beautiful, World War Z, man. Well, thanks once again, brother. And yeah, like you said, the year is almost over now. And it must be really good to have gotten something just towards the end of the year. So you can go away now. All people who have to go to Kinsa can go, and they are happy. They've gotten an award. You know, they can leave us alone until the beginning of next year. But thanks so much, man. That's all, man. We just wanted to say what's up and to say congratulations and to recognize that you're doing big things out there, my man.
No, thanks, my king. And big ups to King Mel and King Collie there, man. I love their work. They're just taking it to another direction, you know?
Yeah. No, we're going to talk about that direction. He's going to tell us this, Collie. all those philosophies that they're about. All right. Thanks so much, brother.
Big ups to Melody for the Zulu lessons, man.
And that is a fool.
I do.
Sharp,
thanks, Z.
Sharp, Jen.
Hola. That's your boy, Mr. World War Z, as we know him. But yeah, man, doing big things. I touched on it, like how important like things like winning awards is for small like fledgling agency. I mean, this can only do big things for them. Okay, Collier?
True.
No, I mean, it's certainly. I'm not Collier, so please.
Yeah. Collier, tell us something. You haven't said much.
No. I mean, I've been listening in on everything that everybody's saying.
Yeah.
But I mean, the importance of awards. Is something that we do think is key in the industry. But we're also explorers, as you know.
That's right.
And that's the thing that I'm always talking about.
Yeah.
And I think that's what things like Pandering allow to happen.
That's right.
So you can't just have Grammys. You need to have an MTV Awards.
That's right. That's right.
Pop is experimented with.
Instead of where we're not
technical stuff
on,
and
that's right.
A scholarship and scholastics and all sorts of weird things, which are key. Learn. I believe in learning. I studied. I still believe in fees must fall because it was hard for us back in the day to finish our studies. I didn't finish my studies.
That's
I dropped out.
Yeah.
And people are still suffering from that right now.
Yeah.
So in a nutshell, all of this talk that has been happening made me think, well, that's what I was thinking
that's
about.
That's right, that's right.
It is important to have Lurie's. It is important to have Pendurings.
Yeah.
But it is very important to have Make Beautiful and Studio 214.
That's right, that's what's
actually
up.
Actually carry...
Makone.
No, for real.
That's what's up, for real.
You know what I mean? Makone Sohle, I'm a creative.
Yeah.
Because we need to start curating black culture.
Yeah, yeah.
And not just black culture, the black experience.
Somebody, that's right.
Somebody got offended when I said we are about the black experience as an agency. They're like, so tell me, what's the black experience? And I actually said it's curry. And they're like, oh, but that's Indian. I was like, but the black experience takes in things and changes them.
That's what's up.
Suit its progress, to suit its, and to share. We like sharing.
Yeah.
This is the thing about the black experience.
Yeah. Once we... Entertainer food.
Yeah, but say we said. Thinking like, say we said.
That's right.
Share. Abe lungu.
Yeah.
Aba wazuk share. Aba wazuk tan.
Yeah. And then not know how to keep
commercializer.
Yeah.
Abon. Sina sithanda ukudlala me nangidlale nawe sibe nobudlelwane. That's what we like.
Guys, I told you, G-Man the Admin here on clipcentral.com. I will keep bringing you the education, the sharing, the curry. I mean, everything. This show is a curry. Yeah.
It's a super curry, my man. And the process that we use is very much intuitive, very much immersing yourself in culture.
That's right.
When we did Lesotho, I'm not just ghost.
Wait, hold on. Before you get into it, I want to chat to another guy that also just did a win, so that we can let these guys, these winners, go home. Let the winners go home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So on the line right now, I think I've got Mr. Ntando Msibi. Hey, what's going on? Are you there, Ntando?
I'm here.
Sharp, man. Hey, you're becoming a fucking regular on this show, with for the same damn thing.
We tried, man.
Yeah, man. Congratulations, bro. I hear you guys did another haul there at Pendurings. Tell us what you guys won.
We actually won 4 goals for Brand as well as BBC Lifestyle.
Boom.
As well as the Better Award.
The what? The Better Award.
Better.
Yeah. For those of us who don't know what the Better Award is, just enlighten us. Enlighten the kids out there. What they should be looking up to.
Better Award is more like, you know, the Grand Prix.
Boom!
Yeah.
No, man, you guys are doing amazing things, man. I mean, they must be really proud of you there at the Odd Number. They must be gathering around you, making sure that you are happy. You know what I mean? There must be conversations must have changed around you now. How's the studio been? How's it been in the past couple of days? Like just a feeling from the work.
It's been fantastic, and I'm no more doing squeeze decks. I'm doing like big stuff now.
That's right.
I'm no more writing, you know, changing copies.
Yeah.
No. Doing big stuff now.
No, that's dope, man.
But it was a fantastic experience, eh?
Yeah. This has been an amazing year for you, eh? I mean, you've won.
Yeah.
I think it's for the same pieces. You won at Lurie's, you won really, really big. And you won now at Pendurings, for the same piece. Do you think then, and I just want to get your opinion on, like, you know, Melissa just touched now on the importance of how, like, you know, the vernac work gets to, like, be recognized. Do you feel like we're getting closer to, like, even, like, you know, at the Lurie's having, like, a big Grand Prix that is in vernac? Do you think we're almost there?
I think we are, because we need to start, you know, actually acknowledging, you know, every language in the country.
That's right.
We can't,
including Afrikaans.
Including Afrikaans, yes. Including the Black Bandicans, yes.
Yeah.
we need to start to you know, elevating the African languages at the Lurie's as well.
Yeah.
Because we're no more doing like translations, you know, you take an English written script and translate.
That's right.
Yeah, we're delving into, you know, real insights, which actually resonates with the masses.
That's dope. That's really, really dope, man. Yeah, you know what? Like I said, I mean, we've spoken to you about this many, many times before, because you keep doing this winning thing many, many times before. Doesn't this Better Award, like, involve like an overseas trip or something? It does, right?
It does.
So have you decided where you're going?
No, actually, I haven't. I need to actually do my research and see where I'd like to actually.
Yeah, because Cape Town is still overseas. You know that, right?
Never.
I can't go where there's no water practice.
Hey, leave those people alone. Thanks so much, Ndano, man. And give a congratulations to everybody in the studio there, to Gola, to Smooth, to everybody around you there, your production team or whatever. Congratulations, guys. You guys are doing things that I know are inspiring a whole bunch of people out there. Well done. Yes,
thank you so much,
Pachi.
Thank you so much.
All right. Yeah, that's Ndano Mzibi from The Odd Number. Once again, it feels like they're here every time. After every awards show, it feels like we're talking about The Odd Number.
No, they're doing really well for them.
Yeah, I think they're doing really, really amazing shit. Yeah. And for me, I love how it's also breaking that mold. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's also actively breaking that mold of, like, you know, there's a look. There's been a look to things that win. You know what I mean? And it feels like that organization has kind of changed or started addressing how that look has started to. To look so what you're about to say something.
Yeah, for me, you know, it's something that Ntando mentioned now.
Yeah,
so yes, Eluris, you do have the new voice category.
Yeah,
but as you said, there's no Grand Prix there.
Yeah,
you know, and for a while, I've heard African language ads that I thought, name,
this is the Grand Prix.
This is the Grand Prix.
Yeah,
what is happening here?
Yeah,
at least with Pandorin,
yeah,
it gets that acknowledgement.
Yeah.
This is the best ad this year. Yes, according to this awards show.
Yes.
But it's the best this year.
That's right.
Grand Prix, it's, and Lurie's, it's like, you can write the most amazing African language ad.
Yeah.
You're still not going to get that Grand Prix.
That's right. And that's absolutely problem. Right. Yeah. Because you know, it's not Virgin Mobile. You know what I mean? Yeah, because it's not written as but that's
didn't,
exactly it.
Iloquem Sloper win?
No.
Hey, wait a minute, just stop. I'm it just with that. No, but you're absolutely right. And for me, that's the conversation between, like, kind of Pandorings and Lurie's, which I think is a very important one, because if more people feel a representation in one show than at another, and the other, like, seems to be the you know, the premier one, then something's wrong. Something's broken in this conversation.
Definitely,
right?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a conversation for another day. But hit us up, guys. Hit us up on Twitter at Blaxem, at BLAXEM, with some of your comments for the guys, about the Pandorings and Lurie's, essentially, and everything we've spoken about. Because I think that this conversation can go on for quite a while, and that could actually be like a whole conversation on its own.
I just wanted to say something.
Yeah.
In terms of what you guys were talking about with awards.
Yeah.
And localized things getting a platform.
Right. Where you want to come close to the mic?
Yeah. Localized things getting a platform and locality being awarded. I think we're still very far as a country with that.
You think so, Em?
Yeah, because our preoccupation, even with movies, it took Nollywood and Bollywood for us to start thinking, maybe kids can pick up a thing and
just go and shoot something. Yeah.
And write great dialogue instead of one great production value.
Ah, right. You know what I mean? Right.
I think people, we have a space, especially when it comes to design.
Yeah.
Localized design is never seen. It's hardly seen. The things that I've been seeing at Lurie's, the things that I've been seeing at Pandorings, are things about design pure.
Yeah.
It's not about, did this person try and design this thing in a Shangani type of headspace? Did this person, and I want to see that.
Yeah.
You know,
But here's what I want to ask you now, because you were the one who mentioned the fact that, you know, like Kari. Right,
yeah.
The fact that, you know, we are all influenced by a whole bunch of other things.
Yeah,
we put all those things together to recreate them. Yeah. Well, to create something new out of that.
Yeah,
and we also live in quite a globalized existence, right? So in as much as we're all influenced by Show Machozi, all of us that same night go and watch Game of Thrones. Well, those who go and watch Game of Thrones, right? So the idea of design and pretty much everything that we do is always going to be this mix of things, right?
But
so when you say and. And I had the same conversation with Mzee Kumalo as well about, like, what is the South African idea, right? When you're saying, this thing needs to be more South African, fine, I hear you. But like, that has become, it's less homogenized because of how everything influences everything, right? So when you say that, what exactly is it that you think we should be doing more?
You know, we live in Southern Africa, and half of the Southern African cultures borrow from each other.
Yeah.
And then we have the people who are brought to our continent by the situation, Portuguese, who added to our culture.
Yeah.
We have the Chinese who've added way before. When the beads came here to South Africa, they were glass beads brought in by the Chinese.
That's right.
Now, how the Chinese do glass beads and how we do glass beads, that then becomes a different story.
Ah, I see what you mean. Do you get what I mean?
If I'm going to make a curry, it's totally not the one that Shivani is going to make.
Yeah. Shout out Shivani.
The other day, one of our best dishes was actually a tripe that had been involved.
Yeah.
It had chorizo in it.
What?
It had bacon. It had white wine. So,
hey, but, was on Santa,
no but you still knew it was
tripe.
You know what I mean? The difference between yellow maize milk pap and polenta. Come on, guys. We would sooner go, oh, the polenta is nicer. It's more interesting because it comes with the sauce. And
it's just called polenta. That's all it is.
So I think what we've been taught as South Africans and as Africans, which other Africans don't do anymore, is if no one outside your country likes it, maybe it's not that good enough. Maybe you must work it harder.
That's right.
What I think, what I've traded on all my career and what Studio 214 still trades on is that we are African.
That's right.
We can speak, we can interact with other cultures, but we are African.
Yeah.
And therefore we can speak more eloquently than if we tried to pretend to be something else.
Absolutely. Wow. Guys, at Studio 214, it's all going down, clearly. But I think that some really important conversations are obviously happening at Studio 214. That you guys are obviously like spearheading. And maybe let's get into that right now. You know, I wanna chat about, you know, I've spoken about you guys individually, right? I've spoken about, you know, what Melusi has done, you know, as himself and you know what Koliwe has done. But and we kind of touched on Studio 214 in that show the way you were here, Koliwe. But I think that it's important for me to kind of get a sense and for the listeners to get a sense of what drives Studio 214. You know, like what's the, if there's one person who can say, you know, guys, the philosophy of, you know what I mean? There obviously has to be something that makes you guys wake up in the morning and still go, we're going to Studio 214, including all this, the Africanness of it and all that. What is that? What if you were to encapsulate that in words, what is that?
I'll give it to him soon.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think, you know, when you say, including the Africanness, I think the Africanness is a huge part of it.
Yeah.
And it's, before we even get to the work itself, it's about the environment, the space.
That's right.
Where you are free to be African. It sounds weird that you're in Africa, but we're saying it's important. You know, it's not the sort of place for us. What we wanted to build is not a place where you feel as if you have to take off
your
real self at the door, go in there, smile and be someone else, and then when you knock off, you put your Mshengu suit back on and you head home.
Yeah.
And then what that does is the sort of work you produce is very different.
That's right.
You know, because you're bringing all of you into what you do. And, you know, even when we speak about culture in our office, we say there isn't really an office culture.
Yeah.
It's just you.
Yeah.
That's right. You are.
They don't want you to come in here and
fit into a culture.
Culture. There is no culture. The culture is you being you. Yes. And the work needs to show that.
That's right.
You know what I mean? That's why also, you know, the solutions that we come up with
are
always very different.
That's right.
Because people bring their experiences and their lived experiences.
Yeah.
So the thing that we like speaking about is unexpected solutions.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you allow people to be themselves, they will shock you.
Yeah.
So that's what we like to deliver.
That is so important.
Unexpected solutions.
Yeah.
You know, so
that's so important, man. I feel like, you know, just even in phrasing of things, you know, the amount of times we've had conversations about like, hey, I don't think the culture there works for me, you know?
Yeah.
We're actually, and you know what I mean? And people just can't, and I've been guilty of it as well. I've said things like, hey, I just didn't think I'd fit into that culture. But actually, the culture is actually you. You know, it's the fact that one big culture that all agencies should embrace is the culture where you feel like you can be you.
But I mean, I grew up in agencies where we were totally discouraged to self-reference.
Yeah.
Like it was frowned upon.
That's right.
It was.
Yeah.
You were told, look at what Tokyo is doing. Look at
what's happening
in Brazil.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, look at what's happening in my backyard.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a taxi.
Yeah.
We've got this Gingli.
Yeah.
You know, on weekends, we see a Hashulinyama.
I don't know about Monty Python.
You don't know.
Yes, that's true.
But we watched it.
Yeah.
You had to go and find out what Monty Python is or how it worked, because that was the only stuff that was being reference. And
meanwhile,
meanwhile, there's a whole bunch of other things that you knew were amazing, that you knew you experienced every single day, but like just couldn't come to the fore because no one understood what the fuck that was.
We moved to Maboneng.
That's it.
Yeah.
Every day
Yeah.
You know, if just you walk out the office and there's real life happening.
That's right.
And yeah. There are people doing things
that
inspire you, you know.
Yeah.
So for us, it is very key to be African.
Yeah. Yeah.
And but also 21st century African, because, you know, African by definition, because it was defined by other people and not us.
Yeah.
So we reject all of that. You know?
Yeah.
So we say, what is Africa to you now?
That's right.
How are you a 21st century African?
Boom.
Yes, we accept that you're an African, but how are you an African of tomorrow?
That's right.
What are you doing to take Africa forward? And also, so one of the things we look at is, how is this work going to touch people?
Yeah.
You know, how is it going to inspire them
to
be 21st century Africans?
Dope. I love that so much.
And what we do seek is to work with Africans.
Yeah,
we seek that. The fact that we are located in Maboneng means we are located next to GP.
Yeah,
CBD, and
not just because close proximity to Skopo. Not just
that. No. Actually, is Skopo circle a peachy?
Oh, sorry.
I'll tease it down.
Okay.
But what's important is, I think, this country doesn't know who moves the economy.
That's right.
This country thinks it's CEOs.
Yeah.
If you go to town, if you go to GP, you'll see who moves the economy.
That's right.
It's that guy who's pushing the trailer. It's that guy who knows how to put a leather seat together that goes into a car.
Yeah.
It's so we are exposed to those people.
Yeah.
There's this new phrase called thing makers that everybody is trying to say they've invented.
Yeah.
We've been making things, guys.
Boom.
Yo, we've been AmaZulu, AmaXhosa, AmaPedi.
Okay. I get that. But it's that, man.
Yeah.
It's being inspired by those makers that we live in the same space as them.
That's
you
right.
You know, every day we're there. People are making things happen.
Yeah.
You know, it's a space of young African entrepreneurs who are coming up with new relevant ideas.
Yeah.
You know,
sure.
Because if you're removed, and I, you know,
and watching
maybe
Monty
other
Python.
People are fine where they
are. And you're watching Monty Python.
But, you know, if you wake up every day, you're in Bryanston every day, and all your competition and your colleagues
are
all
there
in Bryanston, you're all going to do the same things.
That's absolutely right. I don't think anyone can dispute that. I think that a lot of agencies are trying that now, but they're trying that by not necessarily moving, because moving is a whole other thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
works for us.
How dare you
Something
think you
want
to get us to
move?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Cool, but here's what I want to know then. So how does this agency based in Maboneng next to GP and not next to the Skopo find themselves sitting with the brief for the Lesotho Broadcasting, is it the Lesotho Broadcasting Corporation? What is the official name of the place?
It's the Lesotho National Broadcasting Services.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
You see, in unison, guys, in unison. but how do you guys find yourself sitting with a brief like that? You know, from where, sir?
Okay, so what happened, it was from a project that we'd worked on previously.
Yeah.
So a company that, a production house that we worked with previously, we'd worked with the Soul City Institute to create a pop-up channel.
Yeah.
It was a health and wellness channel.
Right.
So the production house that worked on the shows,
yeah,
we worked on the identity.
Yeah.
They are Lesotho based.
Ah,
and they have Lesotho
right.
links. So when this opportunity came up, they approached us and then we pitched together and we got it.
Ah, right. Yeah. So it was a pitch process.
It was a pitch.
Yeah. It was a pitch process.
With other South African agencies or like with like.
It was South African and
there were Basotho as well. On Ravaza, everybody.
But for us, you know, again, speaking about this African thing, it was a great opportunity for us.
Yeah.
And what we really liked about working on this Lesotho project is that they are Basotho.
Yeah.
You know, there's no dilly-dallying.
Yeah.
There's no wishy-washiness about it. You know,
they never have a Black Monday match.
They're Basotho people.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I speak a bit of Sesotho now, but when we were in the boardroom, I just stuck to English.
Because you don't know what actually is going on here.
I was like, no, these people are real.
Yeah.
This is what they're about.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And I think they also appreciated that.
That's right.
They didn't come here and pretend.
Yeah. But I'll just speak, when we're in the process of making it, I mean, I'm the worst. I can speak Shona.
Yeah.
But my Sesotho is
non-existent. Yeah.
But they appreciated the efforts. Because
right.
we started spending a lot of time with them. And when Melusi speaks about how we got the job, it was off the Good Life Network, where we approached health on that also.
That's right.
We actually re-educated ourselves on health.
Yeah.
So we got the opportunity to go to KZN and talk to people who are traditional dancers and realize that being able to dance every day and practice is actually as good as going to gym.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So we, no, but here's the thing is those are the things we look out for, not to be doing what we were taught, to learn the things that we haven't been taught. So when these guys saw the approach we had to health, I think they were like, so these people are willing to learn.
That's what's
to
up.
Understand. Even though they're not Basutu. They can immerse themselves, they have the willing, and that's another thing, key thing for us. You have to be humble in this job.
Absolutely. And I think that's a big thing that I think a lot of like, you know, big players in our space have somehow forgotten. You know, the humility part of it is actually how you actually get better.
It's how you get to do new things.
That's right.
Yeah. Because if you're not humble, you're going to keep doing what made you
great. That's right. Yeah.
The same hit, the same song.
Yeah.
Repackage it.
Yeah.
You know, not go anywhere. For us, it's we the food truck.
Yeah.
We were really just briefed to do a food truck.
Yeah.
But we ended up doing gaming.
Gamification.
We ended up looking at the menu and working with the celebrity chefs to come up with the menu.
Yeah.
Some of it was based on my lived experience.
Yeah.
Some of it was based on things that they, as experts,
that
they brought in. But eventually it became true to being South African.
That is so dope. Yeah. I just got a tweet here from Smooth Stole saying, shout out to Studio 214. We see you. Fire, fire, fire. So yeah, he's saying they know you're out there and you're doing fire things. So that's really, really dope, man. And you know, like, we know what I want to get into. I want to get into the work, you know, the concept of the work, because I got to see it and I thought it was really, really dope.
Yeah.
You know, talk to us about the process of actually creating the work.
I'll start with the real technical stuff. We did a lot of about 2 workshops. We did, because you have to go and
get on the ground, right?
So we had all the department heads there, from news to this content to that content. We had a questionnaire that asked really key questions about culture, about what's missing, about what's not working. We even went into stuff that we shouldn't get into. But the reason why you do that is so that you don't do stuff that disrespects some of the shortcomings that the people you are working with have. So it's like trying hard not to come up with a special font in a country where there's Arial and Helvetica, and that's the budget.
Absolutely. You know absolutely. What I mean? I hear you.
So you have to work with it.
Yeah.
Instead of being.
And school is in there, out there. You must know. The headman. We bring school here.
We had to appreciate people were backing up things still on DVDs.
Sure.
So the work we created had to be very light.
Yeah.
And then we, strangely enough, the insights that we used were the things they said we shouldn't use.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And we, because we then had to challenge ourselves to say, why do you not want us to use your head? Why do you not want us to use the blanket? And it was very obvious. Everybody doesn't evolve it. Everybody doesn't make it communicate.
Yeah.
Everybody doesn't give it a twist that says it is still a symbol. But it is now able to sit in the 21st century.
Right, the point that Melissa was making now about being the 21st century.
And you know where it sits? I mean, the British invented TV, which is actually the Irish.
Yeah.
And they sit in a box. That's why their BBC sits in a box.
In a box,
they own the box.
Yeah.
The Basutu own the head.
That's
right. Let us now make the head speak. Let it speak, literally. Yeah. Let it broadcast. And that's what we appeal to. And then we look at the blanket as a graphic language. It is the only... they have a great textile industry. Their king approves those blankets.
So really?
Yes. They are not those patterns.
You don't just send things out.
It's not willy nilly for real.
Yeah.
It is. So if you do buy a blanket that has not got the king's blessing, it's not a Basutu.
It's not a Basutu blanket. Yeah.
That's why Versace can't do what he did to.
You can't. Yeah.
But they've done it, but it's not in a Basutu style.
Right.
So we looked at it as graphic lingo, not as pretty patterns. It speaks.
Yeah.
It speaks. Everything we have on.
Communicates a thing, right?
It does.
Yeah.
From the Ndebele walls to the Basutu walls to the Bazulu walls to the beads, everything of ours speak. We have lost all that context.
Right.
And I think the Studio 214 mission, part of our big mission, to actually understand design in our languages, understand languages beyond just spoken.
That is so dope.
I think another thing that's important, and it speaks to what Kholi was speaking about
now,
but also it speaks to just the way advertising happens in South Africa.
Yeah.
Respect for the audience.
Boom. Yeah.
You know, so for us, that is very important.
Yeah.
You know, so yes, you know, you've got your brief, you've got your client, and you have to respect them.
Yeah.
But
if the people making the work do not respect the people receiving the work, you are going to have a problem.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. You are going to have
a problem. And that is a problem we have in South Africa. Lack of respect for the audience.
Yeah, I mean, this is how jiving happens. You know, this is no, honestly, because you are looking for a solution to make sure that the client signs the TV ad off, but you're not looking for a solution that where you're thinking about the person who's going to receive it.
Yes.
No.
You know what I mean? All you did is you got the ad signed off, and that's all you care about.
But that's what I was saying, that we were particularly told, don't go there.
Yeah, yeah.
But we realized this.
And it would have been easy for you, because your stuff would have been signed off.
Let's sign off your
goal. Yeah.
But we spent about 2 to 3 months. I think the first month we were shooting stuff that we didn't even use.
Wow.
So we've got some footage, amazing footage of Lesotho.
Yeah.
That we will use to follow up.
Yeah.
That we will share as part of our process. But it was just part of the process. What we ended up having was design.
That is so dope. So guys, I mean, like I say this every week. Yeah. The hour just flies by.
Yeah, man.
And we're almost out of time. But I think that it's important for people to go and experience the stuff that we're talking about. You know, I think that, so where can people go to see some of the stuff that you guys have done, and what should we be looking out for? What else is going to be coming up anytime soon?
Okay, so our website is up.
Yeah.
We've still just got a holding page because we are refreshing it.
Yeah,
but
okay.
We've got glimpses of our work. So
okay, cool.
studio214.co.za.
Dope.
That's where you find us. And the thing that we're currently working on now, we spoke about the DSTV thing, but there's also a TV show that is being produced by the Soul City Institute.
Oh, okay.
Whom they've been a client of ours for about 9 years now.
Yeah.
You know. In the different forms and shapes that our company has taken.
Yeah.
And so we're working with them now to create the campaign to promote that TV show.
That is dope.
It's an anti-drug and alcohol abuse campaign.
Yes.
So substance.
Children.
Yeah, children. Yeah. Okay, that's dope. Oh, I just got a really, really cool tweet here from Lucky McGann. He says, Collier may have called my people Mapeli.
I'm just kidding.
But damn, he's giving a masterclass in communication. Respect to him and Melusi. And I think that's really, really dope, man. I think that, you know, to get compliments like that feels like there are a whole bunch of people out there who feel like we need these kind of conversations.
Yeah,
you know, where it stops being about ads, just being about, you know, the stuff we've all been seeing up until now. So I think that you guys have taken on a very big challenge on your shoulders, but it feels like it's something that comes naturally to you, though.
It's very liberating,
yeah,
to have a voice.
Yeah,
I think that's all people want. People
that's
want
right.
to be heard, and people want to speak.
Boom.
That's the business we're in.
Boom. So are you guys hiring?
We're collaborating.
Right yeah.
Here's the thing. We don't do all of this work alone.
That's right. Yeah.
And the opportunities that we've had is to try and work with people who have the heart for it.
Boom.
Because it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard work. Mm. You know, it's not.
What's the matter?
Yeah. Ask Zach.
Yeah.
Ask Emma Creative.
Shout out Zach.
Yeah, we collaborate a lot with our creators.
Yeah. And we love that when people jump in,
they
put their everything.
Dope.
You know, even guys from Cape Town, Abomuti, who are white, and we still work with them.
Yeah.
You know, when we find a person who's got the heart for it, because we don't know how long it's going to stretch you.
And that's right.
How beautiful it's going to be, and how the lows, how low they're going to be.
Yeah.
And we need you to be strong for the lows.
That's dope. Guys, it's been an amazing hour. We've spoken about a whole bunch of things, and I think that that's what's going to make this podcast really, really dope as well. So get out there and download the podcast. Guys, thanks so much for coming through, man.
Yeah, cool.
I think that it's been inspiring. Once again, it's always inspiring hanging out with you guys. And also, I feel like everybody out there gets the feeling of what happened to Studio 214. So, I mean, I know you guys said you're not hiring, but I get the feeling your phone's going to be ringing quite a bit.
No,
so,
cool.
Man.
People can come visit.
Yeah.
Collaborate.
Yeah.
Seriously.
No,
we have no issues with that.
Fantastic. So guys, it's been another dope show of G-Man the Ad Man, and we've imparted some dopeness upon you. So get the podcast, play it for your team, play it for your moms. There was actually very minimal swearing. Play it for your moms. You can tell they're not a good man today. But yeah, man, like I say every week, man, I mean, take care of yourselves, take care of those briefs, and most importantly, take care of each other, because it gets rough out there. This thing that we do is not easy, and that's why we have to take care of each other out there, and that's really, really cool. But once again, it's been your boy, G-Man the Ad Man. Like I say every week, if the show was on a Friday, we'd be having a tequila. Boom! Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly. Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't. Boom! Time isn't. Isn't.
With G-Man, the Ad-Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com.
This is cliffcentral.com.